So just a short reminder for everyone. We are here in a community and we try to do our best to live peacefully together. You probably remember in the suttas the one story,
yeah,
where the Lord Buddha visited three arahants that were in peace and harmony. Yeah? But it is only arahants who are in peace and harmony because they don't have kilesas anymore. When we ordain, we think, you know, I don't know what we think and what we expect. Yeah? We come here, yeah, as a layperson, with all our kilesas, with all our conceit, with all our anger, with all our greed, yeah? And then when we think we put on the ropes, you know, our greed and our hate and our conceit has gone. That is not possible. Huh? We have to work very hard, you know, to get rid of self, you know, that creates all these problems. And if you remind, you know, when you read the Vinaya for the monks, yeah, the group of six, you remember these stories, the group of the six, who constantly, you know, constantly tormented other bhikkhus, huh? I don't know, probably in the Meiji there's also something like this. There are also stories like this where some of the Mechis or some of the bhikkhunis, you know, tormented others, yeah? So this is normally, yeah? Wherever you go in every monastery, you know, you will fight people, you know? You will find the monks or the Mechis, you know, constantly quarreling, constantly, you know, fighting, yeah? But we try to do our best, yeah? To deal with it. And then we remember one of the things that the Lord Buddha said, yeah? He said it to the monks, yeah? But it's the same holds true probably for the Mechis. When we live in a monastery, yeah? And he said to the monks, yeah? We live like we are on Tudong, like we live, you know, by ourselves, yeah? And when we live by ourselves, you know, being on Tudong, yeah? Then we live like in a monastery. That means, you know, that we try to correct all the problems that arise in our heart, yeah, in our kuti. That's why everybody has his own kuti, his own place, yeah. And what does it mean, you know, to live in a monastery, yeah, like we live, you know, in isolation? There's no gathering around, there's no talking around, yeah? And if there's no talking around, there's no gathering around, there will be no fights, there will be no quarreling, yeah? And now I remember one of the very nice story. I think I heard it in the 90s or, yeah? There used to be a meditation center in the middle of France somewhere, yeah? And within this meditation center, you know, I don't know, 20 people, yeah? 20 people and a teacher, yeah? And there was just one guy, you know, an older guy who was really nasty, and the people in the meditation center wanted to get rid of him. They tried it for years. They couldn't get rid of him. He was so stubborn, you know, he just stayed on. And the teacher didn't do anything. But finally, the old man decided to go. Yeah? And what did the teacher do? He was running after him and offered him money to come back to the monastery. Because he said, you don't listen to the teacher, but you can learn from this naughty, you know, from this stubborn guy, more than we can do. Yeah? And that is what we do. Yeah. Whenever we have a problem with another person, we look in ourselves and remove the problem that is in our heart, that creates this problem. And that's why we have our own kuti, that's why we have our own chokhapa, that's why we have our own place. So we reflect upon, yeah, whatever we see in other people has to be within ourselves. Yeah? This is also my own experience. The moment you get rid of the things, you know, that aggravates you in other people, yeah? Then you're at peace with the other person and even have metta for this person because you know what he's going through. This is our practice, yeah? It's not our practice, you know, to quarrel. Yeah, I mean, but that is natural because Dikkhilesa, Lungta Mahabodhi said it very clearly. When we ordain, it's the Kilesas don't ordain. Yeah, it would be nice if the Kilesas ordain and be completely peacefully and live in harmony. No. Yeah, we have to use our practice to fight the Kilesas. Yeah. And remember the story, you know, of in the French meditation center, I mean, the teacher was, offering this stubborn person, money, you know, to come back because he's a better teacher than the teacher himself, So we can learn from everybody, And that is our aim, To learn from the difficulties that we see, And learn from the dislikes that we have, you know, towards other people or about other situations, to learn, to see it and look in our heart for the reason for it, And once we remove it, once we remove the stains in our heart, then there's no problem. Then we can live in harmony like the Lord Buddha when he visited these three arahants, Not even Aryas live in harmony, I mean, it's only arahants who don't have kilesas who live in harmony. So remember this, Remind yourself, you know, whatever I see in others is within me. It is not to this extent that, but it's still there, And it gnaws at you, It gnaws at the heart, it makes the heart dissatisfied. You understand? People have these expectations when they come to the monastery that it has to be peaceful and, we are people, We come from all walks of life, you know. I mean, people have all different backgrounds, And they come here, you know, with the aim of correcting themselves. And that's what they should use to, That's where this place is for, to correct themselves. Not to become and be perfect, There is no perfect place, What did the Lord Buddha say to Anand? When they called him camel head and whatever, All sorts of names, And then what did the Venerable Ananda say? Oh, Lord Buddha, let's go to another city, Or in our case, let's go to another monastery where they don't call us camel heads or where they do things better, And then the Lord Buddha, replied to Ananda, I mean, where do you go? You know, if they call you these names, in the next city, you cannot escape yourself. Because wherever you go, you take your problems with you, And this here is a place where you can work on these problems, get rid of the problem, and then you're in harmony, Even if the other people are not in harmony. Okay, understood?